We got breaking news. President Trump takes a bold step to end a genocide of Christians in Nigeria.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome to Seculo, another Monday, but today kicks off the month of November. And as I told you last week, November and December, two of the most important weeks to support the work of the ACLJ. And this weekend did not go quietly. There was a lot happening. President Trump made some big declarations. Of course, finally, as the ACLJ has been working on this for years, when I mean years, you could probably go back 5+ years of shows, at least.
Longer than that,
to go back and hear about us talking about Christian persecution in Nigeria and around the world. And now attention is finally being turned to it, so much so that President Trump really starting to threaten action if the government of Nigeria does not get it together to stop this genocide of Christians that is happening within their country. And again, I want to make sure people understand that this situation, this is not the government committing this genocide. This is a terrorist regime. This is Boko Haram going in there and doing this, but the government has done very little to stop it. This is a majority Christian country in Nigeria. It's not like we're talking about this, but these are threatening sources, and America is saying, you know what, at some point enough is enough, and President Trump made a pretty bold statement this weekend. Jordan is joining me in studio. Will is in studio. We're going to have Mike Pompeo joining us a little bit later in the broadcast. So it's going to be a packed show, but I think should we go over what President Trump had to say?
That's right. So President Trump relisted Nigeria as a country of particular concern. This is a designation under the United States State Department, and it comes from the Religious Freedom Act, the International Religious Freedom Act of 1998. And it's for countries that have particularly severe violations of religious freedom, meaning systematic, ongoing, and egregious violations of religious freedom. This is torture. This is killing. This is genocide. Things of that nature. And Nigeria was listed as that, much in part with the work that the ACLJ did with then Secretary of State Mike Pompeo back in 2020 to get Nigeria on this list. One of the first things that the Anthony Blinken State Department did was remove Nigeria from this list. And we have been fighting both at the UN and in the United States to try and have them re-put on that list. We even tried to work with the Blinken State Department. But just a little over a week ago, Jordan, on October 24th, we sent this letter to the new Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, asking for Nigeria to be redesignated as a country of particular concern. And over the weekend, on Friday evening, President Trump did just that by relisting Nigeria as this country of particular concern.
And I think there's such things as divine timing, because those of you who may have heard, last week when I joined the show briefly from Washington, D.C., with Logan just for a few minutes, it was because we were, one, announcing a new partnership with CPAC and the American Center for Law and Justice on ending Christian persecution worldwide, because we are both organizations that have offices all over the world. When you add to that the offices all over the world, they have the meetings all over the world so that we can work, again, to end the persecution and the killing of our brothers and sisters. So we start that with there's going to be a summit. But we have a kickoff event with the ACLJ with a lot of current and former members of the government, and including the Speaker of the House, who we played on Friday, who stopped by that at the Museum of the Bible, that we did this event with CPAC, and the ACLJ hosted the reception on ending this persecution. But that earlier in that day, a smaller group of us met with top White House staff. And I remember Matt Schlapp, he pitched it right to me and said, "Jordan, what's the first thing they need to do?" I said, "Nigeria's got to be back on the CPC." The staff was concerned about doing it because of the oil and gas. That's all I'll say. And some of the security risks there. And yet, the next day, day and a half later, after the summit, where 3 million people watched, the CPC is signed.
Well, that shows you the impact of what's going on here with our team. Of course, we are kicking off today our Freedom Drive for the month of November. You need to be a part of it, the ACLJ Freedom Drive. All your donations are doubled. If you give today, all your donations are matched and doubled. We'll get into it a lot more coming up later in the show and throughout the month of how we are going to celebrate and how you're going to get involved at ACLJ.org or scan the QR code. We'll be right back.
Since 1990, the ACLJ has established a legacy of victory. From our offices in Washington, France, Jerusalem, and Pakistan, we've achieved major legal victories for organizations, churches, businesses, and families and individuals just like you. We've defended innocent babies, and we saw years of hard work come to fruition with the historic overturning of Roe v. Wade. We've literally helped save the lives of persecuted Christians. None of these critical legal victories we've scored would have been possible without the support of our ACLJ members and champions. Freedom is never more than a generation from extinction. President Reagan's words were never more true than today. We cannot wait for them to get to us. The future of our republic and possibly our faith is at stake. That's why today we are launching our Freedom Drive. We know that freedom isn't free, and to have the resources we need to fight for your freedom, we need your support. Have your gift doubled today at aclj.org/freedom.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Welcome back to Secula. We are going to take your phone calls about this and other topics, but we're going to focus on this right now. Of course, tomorrow is the election in New York.
I mean,
you're 24
yes.
hours away. Of course,
and
I mean,
in Virginia as well, and New Jersey.
And look, a lot of these go hand in hand. You know, these are very similar conversations that are happening. It's just in different extremes, whether you're talking about what's going on with the Christian and the Jewish communities in New York City, and of course, to the much more extreme level of what's going on in Nigeria and other places around the world where Christians are being not just persecuted, if you will, but murdered. And President Trump put out a statement. I want to make sure you heard from him and you got to hear from him. He put out a statement and he had some audio. Let's go ahead and play President Trump bite two, just so you can set this up, and then I'll read to you his official statement.
They're killing record numbers of Christians in Nigeria. And they have other countries very bad also. You know that. That part of the world very bad. They're killing the Christians and killing them in
Of course, President Trump is saying that. I'm guessing on Air Force One.
Right.
If not, what's going on with the sound quality here, guys?
I'll be honest.
There's a lot of new technology with sound. We can make this sound better. So you news outlets.
I know they're going through some rough air actually at that point.
News outlets. I'm sorry. We can get it better. I know we can.
I've done it myself. CNN, Logan. There's budget cuts.
Yeah, I know they're trying to turn it around fast, but it's real time. You can get rid of a lot of that sound. Okay. Here's the actual official statement that came out from President Trump on Truth Social. Christianity is facing an existential threat in Nigeria. Thousands of Christians are being killed. Radical Islamists are responsible for this mass slaughter. I'm hereby making Nigeria a country of particular concern. That was in all caps, but that is the least of it. When Christians or any such group is slaughtered, like is happening in Nigeria, 3,100 versus 4,476 worldwide, something must be done. I am asking Congressman Riley Moore, together with Chairman Tom Cole and the House Appropriations Committee, to immediately look into this matter and report back to me. The United States cannot stand by while such atrocities are happening in Nigeria and numerous other countries. We stand really ready, willing, and able to save our great Christian population around the world. I'm going to restate that one again so our editors can use it for later on. We stand ready, willing, and able to save our great Christian population around the world. Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America. That is the official statement that came out on Truth Social. I know there was a follow-up as well, but understand how strong these words are. These words are essentially saying, you better watch out. If we don't get this together, America is taking notice, and not only going to take notice, but is going to take action, and that could be more than just some sanctions.
Well, and that's exactly where that second statement yes. comes in. I know, Jordan, you want to read that as well, but yeah. I wanted to point out before we even get to the second one that it started to get some attention from places you wouldn't expect when President Trump put this out. Nicki Minaj, who is a rap star, an artist, and very popular, not someone that you would normally think of as a President Trump supporter or fan, but she tweeted this on, or put this out on X, Logan will correct me, with a screenshot of President Trump's first statement from True Social and said, "Reading this made me feel a deep sense of gratitude. We live in a country where we can freely worship God. No group should ever be persecuted for practicing their religion. We don't have to share the same beliefs in order for us to respect each other. Numerous countries around the world are being affected by this horror, and it's dangerous to pretend we don't notice. Thank you to the president and his team for taking this seriously. God bless every persecuted Christian. Let's remember to lift them up in prayer."
Yeah, Nicki Minaj is actually very interesting because she has kind of flirted with conservative and Christian views throughout her career. Obviously, someone, if you listen to and maybe a fan of, you may go, well, how does that connect? You know what? That's not for me to judge or say. We should be happy that there are people out there willing to actually write so eloquently these kind of statements. Let's just be honest. That is probably a more... I would think that statement would come out of the president of the United States more than the statement he made. I love the statement President Trump made because he's so aggressive. But you know what I'm saying? Like, that was a very eloquently beautiful written. But of course, you know what Newsmax did? Or not Newsmax, I'm sorry, Newsweek. I just saw their article because I was like, what are people saying? The big question they're raising is Nicki Minaj a Republican? That is the headline. And they say they have reached out to her representative for email to confirm whether or not she is a Republican. Why it matters? Because she has 43 million social views on her social media posts. And, you know, she's drawn significant attention for, you know, goes on this whole thing. It's like, not about the topic at hand.
The fact that the president of the United States is calling out what is a genocide, 70% of Christians that are killed worldwide for their faith happens in one place, Nigeria. So 70% of people being killed for their Christian faith in the world is happening in Nigeria, Jordan.
The statistic that I think is all you have to kind of keep in your mind. Just last year, and the killing has not gotten better. It's only gotten worse. Just last year in 2025, there's an average of 32 to 35 Christians killed each day in Nigeria because they were Christians. 35 a day throughout the entire year of 2025. Then, when you look at the next report, what does that amount to so far in this year? 7,000 Christians have already been killed in this year alone. I mean, so we are talking about persecution at its again highest level, and there's got to be action taken on the ground. The Nigerian government has the resources to do it. If the world puts that pressure on, the first step in the world putting that pressure on is the leader of the free world, the United States of America.
So what does that action look like for Nigeria? And then if they don't, what does that action look like for America?
So there's two things that come with being on a country of particular concern list that are important. One, companies now who do business there also now have an interest in making sure you get your act together. Because let's say you are one of those big oil and gas companies with corporations and activities in Nigeria. The worst thing that could happen to you as a company, for that part of your company, is for Nigerian oil or gas to be sanctioned. That means that it cannot be sold to the United States or purchased by U.S.-based businesses. CPC designation allows the president to take just one step to institute that kind of restriction on their ability to impact trade. But that doesn't just affect Nigeria, Logan. Like I said, that then means that big oil and gas companies based in America that do work in Nigeria now also need to go to the Nigerian government and say, get this under control or else we will no longer be able to do business with you and we'll have to stop our operations in Nigeria. So it puts not just the world on notice, but everyone who does business in the United States on notice that you're a step away if you don't get your act together from being cut off from the world's economy.
Well, and Jordan, you also brought up that there's a second step as well, and that's what President Trump alluded to in his second statement on this. I know you wanted to read that as well to the audience.
I think the second step is what he talks about here in his second remark just a day later. If the Nigerian government continues to allow the killing of Christians, the U.S. will immediately stop all aid and assistance to Nigeria. That's also, you know, something you can do under the CPC. So you're not just saying you might be sanctioned. We're also going to stop giving you money if you're going to tell us that you don't have the resources to better protect these communities. First of all, that's not the truth. The truth is these soldiers don't want to protect certain areas because there may be, though, religious similarities. They may both be Christians. They could come from different tribal backgrounds, and so they don't want to be the ones sent to defend this other tribe. Also, the government wants to keep its military from fighting out with Boko Haram. They want to keep them around them to keep them safe so that their major cities are able to operate, and this is just kind of happening off in the hinterlands, away from major cities. But when 35 people are being killed a day in a country we do business with like this, President Trump is going to go further. So he said, again, the assistance would cut off, and it may go into that now disgraced country, guns a-blazing, that we may go in to that now disgraced country, guns a-blazing to completely wipe out the Islamic terrorist. I know I was with Eric Prince, actually, famous for founding Blackwater, on a Thursday. He was at our summit. He is trying to work right now with the Nigerian government and could play a role with this U.S. action in contracting that out for them to go in and protect these communities.
When you hear about that, whether that's through them or whether that's through American military force, what do you think? I know there's been a lot of push, a lot of recent, especially when we've had Israel and Gaza and everything that's happened over the last, Russia and Ukraine over the last few years. How do you feel about the U.S. getting involved in this? Obviously, here at the ACLJ, we're very supportive of what President Trump is saying. That's something we have been fighting for years. So yes, and somewhat it's a breath of fresh air to have these kind of moments happening. But I want to hear from you and your thoughts. Next segment, Mike Pompeo is joining us. But then after that, I'm going to take as many calls as I can. So 1-800-684-3110. Are you in favor of this? I know right now, especially in this first half hour, a lot of you are listening on Christian radio. You want to get involved in where you want to support Christians. And maybe your heart is being pulled a little bit differently right now. And you're going, this is where we need to be talking about what's happening here. Maybe not just some of the sort of fluff that's happening throughout the country and throughout the world. This is where people are being murdered for their faith. This is where, this feels like biblical times happening in Nigeria. Do you want us to get involved as the United States of America? Well, I'll take both sides here, or any side. 1-800-684-3110. That being said, 25 seconds left of this segment. It is the kickoff day. Help us launch strong of the ACLJ Freedom Drive. The two most important months of the year are right now, November. We're here. We all know freedom isn't free, folks, and we know that we need to be there to fight for your freedom. And we need your support. Have your gift doubled today. That's right. If you give $10, it becomes $20. If you give $100, it becomes $200. That's at aclj.org or scan the QR code.
Hey, everyone. This is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you. Life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Since 1990, the ACLJ has established a legacy of victory. From our offices in Washington, France, Jerusalem, and Pakistan, we've achieved major legal victories for organizations, churches, businesses, and families and individuals just like you. We've defended innocent babies, and we saw years of hard work come to fruition with the historic overturning of Roe v. Wade. We've literally helped save the lives of persecuted Christians. None of these critical legal victories we've scored would have been possible without the support of our ACLJ members and champions. Freedom is never more than a generation from extinction. President Reagan's words were never more true than today. We cannot wait for them to get to us. The future of our republic and possibly our faith is at stake. That's why today we are launching our Freedom Drive. We know that freedom isn't free, And to have the resources we need to fight for your freedom, we need your support. Have your gift doubled today at aclj.org/freedom.
Welcome back to Secula. We're now joined by Senior Counsel for Global Affairs, Mike Pompeo. Secretary Pompeo, obviously a lot in the news this week about Nigeria. President Trump announced online the relisting of Nigeria as a country of particular concern. This is something we've worked with you on when you were Secretary of State to achieve even during the first Trump administration. What does this designation mean for those who are watching, and how can it help those who are suffering in Nigeria? Because, again, it's been something that's been the top of our minds, including yours, for many, many years. And though it took time, it's finally getting the attention it deserves.
Yes, this has taken far too long. You'll recall that when I was Secretary of State, I designated, with the president's approval, Nigeria as a country of particular concern. That's a kind of a fancy term for violating a legal requirement to protect adherence to the Christian faith, whatever country, whatever place you may be. The International Religious Freedom Act requires that, and when the Secretary of State determines that the country is not upholding that standard, it designates them as a country of particular concern. What does it mean? It means that now the full weight of the United States, in many diplomatic ways, in many economic ways, can now be brought to bear to convince the Nigerian government to do the basic thing that we ask them, to be tolerant of religious freedom inside of their own country and to protect those persons in Nigeria, mostly in the north, who are Christian, who are simply trying to live their lives and practice their faith and are being murdered by their fellow Nigerians.
Mr. Secretary, when you look at the statistics of what's going on in Nigeria, and I know, once again, this is something that has a place in your heart as you did the work while you were Secretary of State, but you hear things like, on average, 32 Christians were killed every day in Nigeria as the latest statistic. You talk about 70% of Christians that are killed for their faith in the world are being killed in Nigeria. You hear that 12 million Christians have been displaced since 2009. You talk about almost 8,000 abductions. This is something that, when you actually see the statistics, is shocking and clearly a genocide that's going on against Christians. Why do you think that something that is egregious as this is, that's happening in Nigeria, doesn't really break into the mainstream? It's not something we hear about. It takes people like the president and people like you and the current Secretary of State who are willing to put it out there and take these steps, because it's clearly not the popular cause on college campuses in this country.
Yeah, isn't it ironic that these folks who profess to be tolerant and defending freedom are completely intolerant and say nothing about what's happening to Christians in Nigeria, in the same way that they often don't protect Jews that are living in Israel, right? They just have their own favored religion, their own favorite faith, their own favorite people. You're right. I think what you started with here is really important. The scale of what's taking place here is enormous. Nigeria seems like a long ways away. I get it for many Americans, but for us as believers, this is a major country that has Islamist murderers killing Christians in the northern part of Nigeria. And we ought to, at the very least, call it out, identify it, raise it as a systemic problem. We should support the Nigerian government and tell them, no, you've got to go fix it. If you can't, we will help you. And if they don't, we need to do the necessary to protect and defend those Christians, just as we do for people of every faith in every country all across the world. It's been at the center of American policy. I was appalled when the Biden administration, under Secretary Blinken, undid the designation as soon as they came into office. And I'm very proud of America that, once again, Secretary Rubio has done the righteous thing and designated them as a country of particular concern and now offered our support to protect these Christian believers in Nigeria.
Yeah, Secretary Pompeo, I'm looking at the comments here, and I'm actually very pleased to see, and a lot of the calls calling in saying, we're happy to help. We think America should get involved. I was a little concerned, to be honest, because of sort of the rhetoric that has come out over the last handful of years, some even from the right, with our the relationships we've had with Ukraine and getting involved there, or with Israel and getting involved there, or how we could, obviously we haven't had boots on the ground in either of those, but of course there's been a lot of pushback, even within the conservative movement, on what America First really means. But I'm glad to see that the comments here are saying, hey, yeah, we need to get involved. We know what this means. We know when we see these numbers that Christians are being persecuted. And when we say persecuted, it's not even what's happening in America or in the streets here at all. We're talking about mass slaughter. And if the government can't get involved, can't do enough for them, we should step in.
I'm heartened by that as well. Although I must say, I don't think I'm surprised. American people are good at heart. They understand that basic Judeo-Christian traditions in America and the ability to practice our faith wherever we are in the world is important. It's important to every American. And so I'm glad to see that. There are so many things that we can do. One of them is to support this organization. Our team here at the ACLJ does amazing work and has done so to protect people of every faith, including Christians all around the world. When I was a Secretary of State, this institution, you and your team did so much to support the American effort there. I hope we'll all stay at it. I hope we'll all do our part. This is an important part of who we are as Americans, an important part of protecting our own nation as well.
And when you also see the President of the United States, who clearly listens to people that bring him this type of information and cares about it as well, that he doubled down and said that if the government of Nigeria won't do something, that basically the United States will. That you know, when you have these Islamist groups that are tied to ISIS that are still able to have their roots down and really the government hasn't been able to push them back or to put an end to what's going on. Does this seem like a real moment for change for those suffering in Nigeria, that how much attention even the President of the United States is giving this issue?
Boy, I hope so. Yeah, it's deserved and it's necessary. I do recall these conversations on Nigeria in particular, but more broadly on religious freedom with President Trump. He would see these things. We'd show him pictures. We'd show him the terrible tragedies that were taking place against the Muslim Uyghurs in China, against the persecuted peoples in other parts of Africa as well. And we'd show him, or the Christians who were in northern Iraq. And he would truly feel that there was something that America must do. And so he gave us all, as his team, the green light to do what I am confident he has told Secretary Rubio. That is, go out, make the case, make the argument, demonstrate to the American people why this matters, and then deliver a wider swath for people who are simply trying to practice their faith in their own countries.
Absolutely. Secretary Pompeo, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm glad you also talked about how the ACLJ has been involved in this, and you as well, for so many years. And that's why when today we kick off our Freedom Drive for the month of November. Obviously, a lot of you are headed towards the holidays right now, headed towards Thanksgiving. You're starting to think about all the different ways you can support different organizations, where your finances can go towards the end of the year. And look, we know things are tight right now. We know there's a lot of uncertainty in this world. But one of the certainties you can have is that the ACLJ team is hard at action, always, never sleeping, always going 24 hours a day around the world. So when you hear about what's happening in Nigeria, when you hear what's happening in Europe, the ACLJ has our European Center. We have our offices in Jerusalem. We have offices around the country. And of course, Jordan, who's been in Washington, D.C., and Jordan, you've been talking about that expansion significantly, and we've already seen now the fruits of that labor happening within the last few days.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. I mean, when you actually look at just what we did last week, I'm not going to name names. I don't think it was anyone's fault. They would just say, when we went into the White House and said, listen, the first thing that needs to be done is Nigeria's got to be back on the CPC. It wasn't like that's going to be easy. You know, it was like that could take some work. Now, did any of the audience in that group or room say, we're not going to do that work? Absolutely not. We said, okay, that work starts today. And we came back. We kind of got together. We hosted this big reception the night before the summit, all talking about these issues in front of people like Speaker Johnson, who were on board with it. And then the next day had a summit at the Kennedy Center with all these different folks. But Nigeria was at the top of everyone's mind. And then we get, after this message gets out from the White House and to all the others, we get the statement on Truth Social that Nigeria is back on the CPC, and even with a bigger kicker from President Trump. And I will tell you, that's the ACLJ's work at hand since 2011.
That's right. Go to ACLJ.org. Scan that QR code you see right now. Join us in Freedom Drive. Second half hour coming up. If you don't get us, find us on ACLJ.org or however you get your podcasts. We'll be right back in less than a minute.
Hey, everyone. This is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation. They're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
keeping you informed and engaged. Now more than ever, this is Seculo. And now your host, Logan Seculo.
Welcome back to Seculo. Second half hour coming up. We got a packed show. Will Haynes, executive producer, is joining me in studio, as well as Jordan Seculo, who just got back from Washington, D.C. And obviously we are seeing what he's been up to and how it's already impacting our world here. The ACLJ just kicked off our Freedom Drive. That is for the month of November. There's going to be a lot of different ways you can get involved throughout this month. But of course, right now, this is just the very beginning. Help us start really strong. Okay, it gives a lot of confidence to our team when we know we got a big opening day. Help us have a big opening day here for this drive. All donations are doubled. So that's right. If you give $20, it becomes $40 in impact, and you know, so on and so on. And we're doing a lot of work also in Washington, D.C. And, of course, you're going to hear about Jack Smith and some of those things always. But now the ACLJ is getting involved, and we're going to break that down for you in the next segment, how we're getting involved. And, of course, the main topic of today is a topic that has been on the minds and hearts of ACLJ supporters and champions for years and years now. And that is our Christian brothers and sisters in Nigeria and around the world who are being persecuted. When we say persecuted, we mean it. We don't mean it in terms of, oh, you know, you couldn't have your Bible club. Of course, that's bad. You couldn't have your Christmas display. Of course, that's bad. We're going to always support you. We're always going to be there for that. We're talking about people that are losing their lives and not, you know, a few people. We're talking about dozens a day that are losing their lives because of their faith. And again, this isn't the government of Nigeria doing it. These are terrorist organizations. But the government could be doing more to stop it. They simply aren't. So President Trump is getting involved and saying, you know what, if they don't, we are going to help. We can't let this happen. It's a big moment. You know, I don't think we should be celebrating. That's the wrong word. But no, the ACLJ action that you have been working at for years is really starting to pay off. And as the Washington, D.C. office expands, this is a big deal. And none of that happens without you. None of that happens without all of your support financially. And of course, those who just watch, that helps a lot too. If you just subscribe, if you just put in the comments, look, I'm always looking for comments, and I know people are like, well, I got nothing to say. I don't know what to do. Here's what I like to do. And as I take this next call, I'd like you to do it. Just put in the comment where you're watching from. If you're watching on YouTube or Rumble right now, or any of the outlets that have a chat, live chat, if you're watching us live, because know that that really helps. One, it helps us know where you care about. Like, if we see, hey, we got this many people from Texas, that's great. We're monitoring all of it. But then we see people from around the world. Because if you were able to reach every point, if you have internet and free internet in terms of freedom of speech, you will find us there. If they have YouTube, we're there. And it's really been amazing.
Look, I did want to bring up a point that you're talking about, how long we've been fighting for this. We had our team pull together a list of the actions that we've taken on Nigeria since 2011. And it's 6 pages long.
It's 2011.
So 15 years. Just shy, because it was January of 2011 is the first thing on here. So just shy of 16 years that we have been, or 15 years that we have been working on this. And when you also look at the fact that it took 9 years, Jordan, for us to get the first designation of country of particular concern. It was towards the end of the Trump term. The first term. Why is that? Because, like you said, there's a lot of voices in D.C., and it takes a long time to break through on some of these issues. Fortunately, that was a great move, because we've been working since the Obama administration to get there. However, what did the Biden administration do? Overturned it. One of the first things that Secretary Blinken did as Secretary of State was overturn this designation. We've got it again from the president, from Marco Rubio, early in this administration, which means that there is a real chance that something can be done about it, because it's not like all of a sudden there's going to be a change in administrations and they're going to undo it and take away all the teeth of what the U.S. government did. It was so incredible that Secretary Pompeo was able to get it done. But when it was taken away, all the teeth went away. Now we have it early. Now what we've been fighting for since 2011 in this 6-page document of actions around the world, we're hopefully going to start seeing some real action to get this genocide to stop in Nigeria.
And we'll be involved in it. We'll be expanding our efforts. We're going to get involved as much as we can. Of course, at ACLJ.org, you can help us get there. None of this happens because of you. If you hear ads in your local market, that doesn't go to us. That goes to the network. If you get ads on YouTube, know that that is so little in terms of our budget. That just maybe will pay off maybe half a salary of someone who does our YouTube productions. I mean, this is what we're talking about here. We're not talking about things that are moving the needle here. What moves the needle is you getting involved on an individual level. Do it today. When we get back, we're going to kick it off with some calls. Michael, stay on hold. You're next as an ACLJ champion. You'll be up first.
Since 1990, the ACLJ has established a legacy of victory. From our offices in Washington, France, Jerusalem, and Pakistan, we've achieved major legal victories for organizations, churches, businesses, and families and individuals just like you. We've defended innocent babies, and we saw years of hard work come to fruition with the historic overturning of Roe v. Wade. We've literally helped save the lives of persecuted Christians. None of these critical legal victories we've scored would have been possible without the support of our ACLJ members and champions. Freedom is never more than a generation from extinction. President Reagan's words were never more true than today. We cannot wait for them to get to us. The future of our republic and possibly our faith is at stake. That's why today we are launching our Freedom Drive. We know that freedom isn't free, and to have the resources we need to fight for your freedom, we need your support. Have your gift doubled today at aclj.org/freedom.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Hello. We are going to move on to another topic, but I quickly wanted to hop to phone calls. And if you want to call in, 1-800-684-3110 in the next segment, we'll take as many calls as we can. Let's go to Michael, though, because he's an ACLJ champion calling from Texas. When you're a champion, you give on a monthly basis, automatically, like a membership. But one of the little perks I always give, it's not like all listed on the perks, is I like to, if you tell our phone screener, I bump you up to the front. Because you know what? You're the backbone of the organization. You are creating that baseline for us, and I appreciate it. Michael in Texas, go ahead.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I'm listening on Sirius XM.
Awesome.
My question is dealing with the persecution of the Christians. Where is the UN, and why haven't they done something about this long ago?
Sure, the ACLJ is really involved in the UN, as you know. We are there all the time, whether that is virtually or in person, whether that's Jordan, whether that's CeCe, our team is involved in the UN, and Will reached out and got some answers.
That's right. Well, one, when I mentioned that document that is 6 pages long from 2011, a lot of the work is the ACLJ's work at the UN. I mean, starting with a UPR, which is a Universal Periodic Review, where we are and our attorneys and those are in our international team write the conditions of human rights, especially as we're concerned of religious persecution in the country. And that goes back more than 10 years, the work we've been doing there. And recently, giving oral interventions on Nigeria, it is way through here, looking at all these statements to the UN Human Rights Commission, Human Rights Council, all of these actions that we're taking, not just here in the United States, but at the UN, to raise awareness on this. Now, the UN as a whole has mostly been focused on the issue of the internally displaced persons. I mentioned that since 2009, 12 million people have been displaced in Nigeria as a result of this violence. So in typical fashion, the UN is mostly looking at it not from a Christians are being persecuted issue, but they're like, there's refugees, people that are displaced, we need to get humanitarian aid, yeah, but not really with the teeth of trying to end a genocide.
The United Nations and why we're there always to fight, because when I was there on the Congo, which we also were working on at the White House and last week on this new coalition we're part of, the ACLJ, when I testified, I was the only person who testified on the fact that the UN has been silent, unlike the European Parliament, which made it clear that those being killed are Christians in Eastern Congo, and the people doing the killings are Muslims. So to leave out that fact is to not fully accept what is happening on the ground, which is Muslim extremist groups feel like they can target these Christian communities who are not prepared to protect themselves against violent offshoots of groups like, again, that are being funded out of Rwanda, or, for instance, in Nigeria, groups like Boko Haram, which are part of the Islamic State network.
Yeah, absolutely. So hopefully that gives you an update. Now I want to move on to another topic. We will take more calls on that topic, so don't worry. If you're calling in on that, stay on hold. We will get to it. And if you want to call in about it, 1-800-684-3110. Then, of course, you've heard a lot of our updates over the last few weeks on Jack Smith and some of that, I guess you'd say, maybe spying maybe is the wrong word, but it feels like the right word. And going over some of the top conservatives, and now we're finding out hundreds and hundreds of outlets and all the things that are happening right now, spying on phone records, finding out information. And of course, there are some top senators who are getting involved in this, Will. And I want to give you a bit of a breakdown that Jordan can take where we're going with it.
That's right. And this also comes with the expansion of our DC office and the way that we are targeting corruption in government or fighting for the persecuted. And Jordan, a lot of your work last week overlapped with needing to get these things in order before we move forward. So you've had a busy last couple of weeks as we've gotten to this point. But what we are doing is we are going to be going after and investigating the investigators to some degree about what was really going on with that Arctic Frost investigation that picked up the phone records of, I think it was 12 senators at the end of the day, that had a subpoena issued for their phone records. Ted Cruz, notably AT&T, refused to offer it. But another thing that's also come out of that, Jordan, is that the judge that signed off on the subpoena for Ted Cruz and also signed the document where the phone companies could not tell the target was Judge Boasberg out of D.C., who was the one who was issuing all the nationwide injunctions. So there's a lot here, but the ACLJ is now taking action on this.
So a little bit of a preview for our for those who watch and participate in our show, because we'll be getting this out officially tomorrow. We'll be filing a FOIA. That is the first step you take, that FOIA against various agencies within the Department of Justice. That would include, of course, the FBI as well, and these special prosecutor investigations that emanate out of the Department of Justice. We don't have an independent counsel anymore in the United States that emanates out of Congress. This all goes to DOJ request, and not only is the ACLJ filing this FOIA, but we it's a very cool situation. We thought, you know, we've got a lot of close relationships, because you said, look, these are like the senators who you hear on this broadcast, the ones that we represent. I mean, we've all been on this show before, and some are on regularly. Like, even as of the last week, while we talking about different issues that were going on. So what they have done in this initial step is to make sure and endorsed our FOIA. So when we file it with court, because we're looking for information about them, so that it can also that information can be shared with them. And so on behalf of the ACLJ, on behalf of Senators Lindsey Graham, Ted Cruz, Marsha Blackburn, Cynthia Loomis, Bill Hagerty, and Tommy Tuberville is filing this FOIA demand. They've all endorsed it. That'll be happening tomorrow. We'll get more into the details on what exact information we're looking for. And as you know, the Department of Justice, even under the Trump administration, it'll be backed up. It'll take time. It might even take filing a lawsuit to get the information. We hope we don't have to do that. And then you have to look after you get the information and say, you know, were there other wrongs committed here that may need to be righted in a court system?
And I also think it's fascinating how broadly we are sending this. It's not just to the Department of Justice. We're sending it to the DOJ, of course, but the FBI,
the Intel, right,
and all the subdivisions of the DOJ, National Security Division, the Executive Office of U.S. Attorneys. We're sending it to the Criminal Division, the Office of Legal Counsel, the Office of the Assistant Attorney General, the Deputy Attorney General, and all of these different divisions within the DOJ to make sure that this goes as broadly as it can to get as much information as we can, and it's all regarding the Arctic Frost investigation.
Yeah, that's right. Look, we have a few minutes here to go through it, but understand, as we head into next time, we're going to take calls, that the work of the ACLJ, I mean, this is how deep we're talking about here. Probably two of the biggest stories that have come out over the last couple of weeks, we have been involved in either for years when it comes to what's going on in Nigeria. And of course, Jordan went through some of the pressure points that we've been able to put on as an organization, because I think that's important to understand, is being sort of outside. You know, obviously, our offices, our headquarters in Washington, D.C., we are right there. We are really involved there. But we have that outside influence where Jordan and his team can get in these meetings and not feel like they are pressured to just do what the politicians want them to do or do what they're being pushed to do and say, no, we know what you, the American people, want. And we also know worldwide what's happening because our team have been in these countries. Our team have been representing people in these countries for so long, including in the United States government. We have been involved in supporting those that are in need around the world. All of that is because after 35 plus years of building this organization, we are constantly evolving and changing and growing. If you look at what this show looked like 10 years ago, what it looked like 5 years ago, and what it looks like today, there are intentional reasons why things change. There's an intentional reason why the Washington, D.C. office has expanded so aggressively in the last few months, even. There is a reason why we have moved in and out of different countries, because we are being strategic and we are using all of the funds that come in appropriately because of people like you who support the organization. And we know what you want also us to get involved in. We know what's important to get involved in. We also know where you want us to get involved. And a lot of that happens on the state side, and we are very much involved in that. You know some of the cases that we've been doing here on for street preachers, and we're still involved in all of those things that really were the original pro-life protesters. All those things are still happening. Of course, Jordan, many of those were a part of what you were doing in Washington, D.C. You had Pat Mahoney there. You had the team there who those people have been out there getting arrested for being pro-life activists for the better part of 50 years, probably at this point.
That's right. I mean, Pat Mahoney has been arrested 112 times. I will tell you, his most prominent arrests, we have been there to make sure he is released, but also win in court on behalf of him, not just for the release, but to, again, sometimes those arrests have led to a seminal Supreme Court cases about the freedom of speech on the sidewalk. And now we're starting to see for the first time really in my legal career and in my dad's legal career. So I mean, think about that. The first time the Supreme Court is actually looking at the free exercise of religion as something that actually means something again when you read these rights that the government says we all inherently have and that they must protect. So all of this work going on at the ACLJ right here at home in the United States to protect your freedom of speech, your freedom of worship, your freedom to petition the government. And Logan, of course, engaging around the world to protect and hope save on this earth so many of our Christian brothers and sisters facing persecution.
Absolutely. When we get back, we're going to take your calls. But between now and then, support the work of the ACLJ. Scan that QR code you see right now or easily just go to ACLJ.org. Be a part of the Freedom Drive kickoff.
Hey everyone, this is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter the most to you, life and religious liberty. We're redoubling our efforts to beat back the radical left's attack on your constitutional religious freedoms and to defend the sanctity of human life. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation. They're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. This is not just a call to fund our legal battles. This is your moment to get in the fight. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled, dollar for dollar, through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving you twice the impact to defend your freedoms and help us fight to literally save lives. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.
Since 1990, the ACLJ has established a legacy of victory. From our offices in Washington, France, Jerusalem, and Pakistan, we've achieved major legal victories for organizations, churches, businesses, and families and individuals just like you. We've defended innocent babies, and we saw years of hard work come to fruition with the historic overturning of Roe v. Wade. We've literally helped save the lives of persecuted Christians. None of these critical legal victories we've scored would have been possible without the support of our ACLJ members and champions. Freedom is never more than a generation from extinction. President Reagan's words were never more true than today. We cannot wait for them to get to us. The future of our republic and possibly our faith is at stake. That's why today we are launching our Freedom Drive. We know that freedom isn't free, and to have the resources we need to fight for your freedom, we need your support. Have your gift doubled today at aclj.org/freedom.
Welcome back to Seculo. We're going to take your phone calls now. A lot of you have called in, and we have one line still open at 1-800-684-3110. A lot of very specific questions. We'll do our best to answer as many as we can. Some of you have been also on hold for a very long time. We'll do our best to get to you. Let's go to Allison, who's calling first in North Carolina, who is watching on X. Allison, you're on the air.
Yeah, with all due respect to President Trump and his administration, why exactly are we waiting?
Sure.
My prayers are with all people who are persecuted everywhere. I think it's up to each one of us to help from wherever God placed us.
Yeah, go ahead.
George. Again, waiting, remember, we're not even to the first year of this presidency, and we're talking about military actions. So having to go in and use U.S. resources and ask our allies to use their resources to go into Nigeria to protect these Christian communities. And the first step is to say, we already provide, like President Trump says, while he's listing them, we already provide all these resources to Nigeria. They need to now go and show the world and the United States so that they don't get additional sanctions and things like that, that they are actually going to go out and try and protect these communities with their own military. So that's the first step. Then you look at that, and if they continue to fail to do so under this CPC, and based on what President Trump said, I like how he said it too, because Logan, I think it speaks to those who don't want to get into long-term boots on the ground conflict in Nigeria that's not very well spelled out. Who are the bad guys, who are the good guys, and what does victory look like? Those things now need to come all at the beginning to really get the American people on board. But what President Trump says in the statement, saying that he would go in guns a-blazing, he said, I hereby am instructing our Department of War. He said guns a-blazing, but to prepare for possible action, if we attack, it will be fast, vicious, and sweet, just like the terrorist thugs attack our cherished Christians. So what he's saying there is not long-term. We're going to go in, wipe them out. It's going to be done fast.
Well, and the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, actually responded to that and said the killing of innocent Christians in Nigeria and anywhere must end immediately. The Department of War is preparing for action. Either the Nigerian government protects Christians or we will kill the Islamic terrorists who are committing these horrible atrocities. And I think it also piggybacks, Jordan, off of the outrage that we saw at the beginning of the administration over Doge. And things like USAID. And when you then start to realize that countries like Nigeria have been receiving USAID grants and money for decades.
That's right.
Nothing to stop this. And you've heard nothing from the people that were so upset about the shuttering of USAID about this genocide that's taking place. They didn't say, but the Christians will suffer, because in reality, we know that the USAID money wasn't really going to end or help or alleviate this at all.
That's right. I mean, overall, so now you're seeing, and you've heard from us, that this has been ongoing since 2011, and that the Trump administration finally labeled Nigeria as a country of particular concern, and Secretary Pompeo had a lot of to do with that. And the Biden administration immediately removed Nigeria. And there are a lot of things at play in Nigeria. There's oil and gas industries. It's a huge country. And also China. China is operating at a level that is really unheard of throughout the continent. Not just a country in Africa, but the continent of Africa. So taking a military action is more complicated than just, we've got the drones and here's the bad guys. It's also to make sure that the Chinese aren't too close to those bad guys you're about to shoot out, and you end up, you know, shooting at some kind of a Chinese facility. So that's why, again, he's saying draw up the plans now so that if Nigeria doesn't start doing its work, we can get it done and end this persecution quickly. So we'll have the plans to do that, which means who to target, who to take out, likely without any U.S. boots on the ground in a way that we'll ever know about.
Yeah, let's go to Timothy in Texas with a question of kind of a follow-up here, listening on the radio. Timothy, you're on the air.
Gentlemen, my good brothers, God bless you and your families and your ministry.
Thank you.
We keep you in our prayers.
We really appreciate it.
I know my time is short, so I'll talk fast. We have families from the Sudan, from Nigeria, and the Congo in our church family. And the lady from Nigeria was in tears yesterday begging the church to pray for what's going on over there. So what can we do besides supporting you, which we do in prayer and financially? Yeah. What can we do? Can we call the office of the president and say, yes, go in there, whatever it takes?
Yeah, Timothy, I mean, those first two things are great. We thank you for the prayers and obviously pray for everyone in Nigeria and pray for guidance of the president and for their own leadership to take action. We know that that is a big concern right now. They are kind of downplaying it, the government in Nigeria. They, of course, this is a country that is majority Christian, but is being overtaken by these extremist terrorist groups, and they're not being taken care of. When it comes to, though, how the American people can get involved beyond Jordan prayer and support, are there people they should call? Is there anything that we can do? Or at this point, does President Trump seem like he's ready to go?
Yeah, I mean, I think what you want to do right now is we really, we talked about this in the summit, is go to your local community at your church. And it sounds like, you know, some of these folks are at those.
Yeah.
Speak out. We're the President Trump, to take any further actions other than the CPC, is going to need support. And that means that you need to go into your communities with the information we provide, and it's all available at ACLJ.org, to make yourself kind of an expert on this persecution in Nigeria and why it might be key that the U.S. take additional steps to protect those Christians. Know those numbers. The fact that 35 Christians will be killed today while you're hearing my voice, 35, predominantly women and children, are going to die today at the hands of Islamic extremists in Nigeria. Make sure your church knows that and knows that President Trump has pledged that if the Nigerian government doesn't get it done to protect these people, we're going to do it, but we're going to do it quickly.
And I want to just echo that, Jordan, as well. And he mentioned other countries like Sudan, Congo, of which the ACLJ has ongoing work. I mean, you have been to South Sudan. You are very familiar with the conflict that has been going on between Sudan and South Sudan as well. So when
and
you look at all this,
extremist groups successfully removed in Africa, Boko. I would say when you looked at the groups in Kenya, initially, remember the attacks that they were carrying out in Nairobi and other places. They were taken out, those kind of ISIS-backed groups during the Arab Spring. It doesn't mean they can't prop up again, but what that means is that there is a history of these groups not being quite as supported and as large as some of the groups are in the Middle East, so that if you go in with full force, and I'm not talking about putting U.S. troops on the ground here, but drones and other ways, you can take out these groups and make areas that right now are worse than war zones because they're genocidal zones into a safe place to live again.
And I was going to say that in addition to supporting the ACLJ, call your member of Congress, because you know if he does take military action, sure, that the Democrats are going to be very upset about it and raise that as an issue. So make sure you call your member of Congress as well and say you support it.
Absolutely. Look, this is the day one kickoff of our Freedom Drive. I want you to get involved. Do it right now at ACLJ.org. Unfortunately, Corliss and Marie, we are out of time for you. Please call back tomorrow. Maybe our phone's going to get your information to make sure. I think, Marie, we answered your question. But Corliss, I know we did not. We'll do our best to get to you tomorrow. It's going to be a big day tomorrow, obviously heading into the New York mayoral election. So we're going to be covering that as well. And so much more here on Seculo. But today, kick us off strong. You know the work we're doing is important. You've heard about it for this entire hour. Now I need you to get engaged. Get involved. We need the resources to keep fighting. These are the most important months of the year coming up as we head into the end of the year. Be involved at aclj.org/freedom or just scan the QR code on your screen. Make your donation. It'll be doubled today.
Hey, everyone. This is Jordan Seculo. You've spoken and we've heard you loud and clear. That's why this month we're doing something big. We're proud to announce our brand new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Life and liberty are the cornerstones of our great nation, but they're not guaranteed. When the values we hold dear are under attack, it's up to all of us to take a stand or risk losing them forever. Just as before, every tax-deductible gift will be doubled. Join the ACLJ in the fight to keep America free.